failed.
Cannot say they have been completely defeated. I don't think for now we can say that. Because as we speak now, some of the farmers are still in their farms, removing the crops and then picking them and killing them. So we cannot say for now they have been completely defeated. The reduction, I would say, is even as a result of the heavy rains that we experienced for the past days, and not the chemicals, because the chemicals were not effective. We were battling with the shortage of the chemicals. So for about 3 weeks now, when if you go to Mofa, they say the chemicals are not there and they are expecting some.
So what you want to tell us is that there appears to be reduction in the devastation or in the infestation of the fall armyworms, but it is not because of any extraordinary action by the ministries. Is that what you are trying to say?
Exactly. And even it's a reduction, not that they have been completely defeated.
Does that mean that some of the farms are still affected?
Yes, some of them are still affected. Even as we speak now, I know a farmer, he asked me to get him an extension officer so that the person will access his farm to see the level of damage, if there's the need for him to just abandon the farm or perhaps replow and then put up something different.
So basically, have you been able to quantify the extent of destruction, the cost, the loss to you as farmers as a result of the infestation of the fall armyworms?
We haven't been able to quantify them. Like, we're not asking how many acres you have. So for now, quantifying it will be difficult.
Martin Alassan is the Northern Regional Focal Person for the Peasant Farmers Association. But how is the situation on the ground, and do farmers testify with this statement by the minister? Radio Ghana gets some answers from our Bonafu Regional Correspondent John Samatha, who has been speaking to some of the affected farmers. Welcome, John. Hello, John.
Hello.
Yeah. So what more can you tell us about this situation? What are the farmers really saying on the ground?
As soon as I heard the minister on the floor of parliament, I started calling up some of the farmers. And interestingly, they seem to disagree with the minister. They say for him to say that the battle has totally been won, it's a bit far from the truth. I spoke to two very highly educated farmers, Koki Vignon, the current national best maize farmer, and then Dr. Opare, who is a lecturer at the UENR and also a farmer. And they maintain that they are still battling, you know, there's a worm. And so it is not entirely true that the battle has been won. They maintain a very young plant that is about a month old and 2 months old are still being affected by the worm. So, the picture here is a bit different. The farmers are still worried that, the worm is still afflicting their farm.
But is there any improvement?
Yes, there's massive improvement, especially when you talk to the Ministry of Food and Agriculture. The figures they give shows massive improvement. And some of the farmers I spoke to actually admit that, yes, there's been some improvement. And they were of the opinion that if the chemicals had been supplied to them in good quantity, then they would have been able to rid their farms of the worm. Some of them complained that they didn't get enough chemicals and so couldn't really get rid of the worm. So there's been a massive improvement, but to say that it's totally wiped out, that's what they disagree with.
So if there is some form of improvement, are we getting any closer to getting rid of the armyworms?
Let me say that again.
I'm saying that if there is any improvement, are we getting closer to getting rid of the pests?
That if one of the farmers gave a suggestion, which I think should be the way to go, he said that instead of leaving the spraying to the farmers, the government must constitute spraying gangs and go from farm to farm in the affected areas so that whether your farm is affected or not, you get sprayed thoroughly. He says that it should be done, a state of emergency should be declared when it comes to fighting the armyworm, and then proper gangs, well-equipped, you know, well-supplied with chemicals, go around from farm to farm, spraying every farm. And they believe that if that is done, then the worm will be, you know, gone in no time. But as it is now, individual farmers are being given chemicals, which they say is not enough because their farms are not measured you know, you are just giving the chemicals. You are, no matter the size of your farm. So basically, they believe that it is the mode of the fight that should change.
But are there plans to supply them with more chemicals?
That was the understanding. Earlier, the Minister of Agriculture here in Bono Afu was talking about supplying the chemicals to the farmers. But last time I spoke to the regional director, he was saying that the farmers themselves will be constituted into gangs, you know, to do the spraying. And I can't tell for sure if that change has been effected, whether those gangs have been formed to, you know, spray the farms. But as I speak now, some of the farmers still maintain that they wish they could have gotten some more chemicals.
Many thanks. John Sam Arthur is our correspondent in the Bono Afu region on the state of all armyworms in the region.